From the mayor's office in Gloucester, I'm with Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken and Madam Mayor. It's a little cool out, but it is springtime, so happy spring.
Well, thank you. It's better than snow because you know we can get snow. First of all, I wanted to say happy spring to everyone. Please come to our little spring parade, a bonnet parade, a tulip parade, whatever you may want to call it. It's going to be a grandiozio day, and I'm hoping the sunshine. I'm asking Mother Nature to actually please just mm-hmm. that one day. Get a hot flash or something. That's May 6th. Yeah, that's May 6th, and it's going to be at 10 a.m. on the other side, if you notice, where the Fisherman's Wives statue. Mm-hmm. It was really crazy climate that we've been having. People who don't believe in climate change, there is happening. But anyways, I'm not going to go into that. I won't talk about politics. But the fact is, the tulips are coming through, and it's beautiful, and we want to hurry up before they all bloom, and we have nothing left. But the fact is, we have a wonderful program happening, and the Generous Gardens, and they are amazing, and Susan Kelly is just amazing, and all the volunteers. Just look around what our community. I just love volunteers. We couldn't succeed. There's no way we can succeed because our budget, we are 3 times more than Salem's debt. We have, if you combined Beverly and Salem, we're still higher on their debt. And it's been the most difficult budget season ever that I've seen in 18 years of a politician, 13 years city council, 3 years actually, 15 years. But I'm saying 18 years is because even before I was a politician, I was involved in the community. But the fact is, this is the worst ever. It's hectic around here right now, and I can't wait till the budget finally gets done and passed, and we can actually enjoy the summer, because there's no way that my administration is enjoying the spring, to be truthful.
Okay.
It's very difficult. Where we're going to cut, how you're going to cut. You know, people saying, well, I asked today, you know, when are we going to do the potholes? When are you going to do this? It's, you know what? Gloucester, be patient. And I know it's kind of hard to say, because every time, like, we fix a road, utility company comes and rips it up again and then puts it back again, or potholes are coming up, and why aren't you putting these kind of potholes, and why aren't they doing it? We're an island. Just like the gossip goes around in circles, so doesn't the potholes. You know, I mean, by the time we fix one, we got to go fix it right back again the following year, because it just happens. And it's hard because people's taxes gone up, and what did I get in for it? And how come we're not doing the private roads versus public roads? And when did mine become private? And I pay taxes, so why am I paying taxes? It's really frustration for a lot of people that are now paying high taxes and their roads aren't public. And we're working on the ordinance to do that. I would love to make all Gloucester roads public because the fact is we get more money from the state. It's what we're allowed to. And it's not because, oh, you know, since you've been mayor, this hasn't happened. No, it's been there. You just haven't noticed a lot of small different changes. And the fact is, well, when I first became mayor, there was abundance of snow. I didn't care if it was private or public. We were going to help people out because there was no way. I mean, it has to be passable, you know, for ambulance and safety. So it's not because I was mayor. Even as a city councilor, I got calls because that was starting to happen. It's what the state allows. So on that one, and on the budget and everything else that's happening in this wonderful city, we have tonight coming up a hearing on the overlay. And they have to understand that that's the overlay.
This is in Blackburn.
This is in the Fuller School.
Okay.
Blackburn. It's not a Sam Parks project. It's not just Lee Delacour. And it's not just the YMCA. It's a partnership between the three of them to coexist to make a $67 million project. If I wanted to do, like everyone says, let's build schools, safety, everything else, we cannot sustain that kind of debt. We'd have to go for an override, or we'd have to go for a debt exclusion. Now, that would be over $100 million projects, 20 for your safety, your schools. There's already 40 for West Parish. So it's so easy to say, let's do it. You know, 10 years ago, Joe Orlando's sister, Lisa, said, over 10 years ago, said, why don't we make Fuller School like a mini like a college, campus, but like, yeah, something like that, that you wouldn't have, you'd have the administration, but yeah, like mm-hmm. a campus, like you'd have, you know, the administration's office and then all small schools. Your East Gloucester could have been there, West Parish, and people were furious. They wanted the neighborhood school. Then they wanted community schools. And you know what? Now, I even asked people. And one of your biggest advocate for schools, I said to her, well, How about doing a campus? Oh, no, I'd fight that. I would fight that. That's absolutely not. Well, isn't it we're merging schools anyways? Oh, no, no. So, you know what? What do you want with Fuller? Now, when they said, you know, people making remarks, oh, the RFP was wrong, or this was wrong, or that was wrong. First of all, the RFP went out based on what we voted for and what the people voted for. They wanted to see multi-use. So I know people say, no, we wanted school, or we wanted this, or we wanted that. You know what? I didn't plan for this, but I have this. And I'm not blaming anyone who did it, who didn't, or whatever. The fact is we have a building that is now no longer usable. I don't care what anyone says. And if we did use it, the clean out would be more than just replacing the building. So people saying then, well, okay, so that takes about $3 million to clean up that, and then we could build something. Show me the money. What I saw in this year's budget, we have none. And I'm telling you, we're three times more the debt than Salem. So we don't have all this legroom that people think we have.
Okay, so what is on the agenda then in terms of the overlay and what's the prospectus?
Well, it's I know that people want affordable housing and people want all these things. And you know what? First of all, the overlay is just to, for them, that's the first stage. It shouldn't be discussed about affordable housing. That's the second stage. It's whether they can get the overlay first. And then you discuss what you're going to put in it, and then you discuss the affordable housing. And when people say that my administration don't care about affordable housing, I don't know where the hell you people live, because I've been an inner-city kid, and I know what it all is, and I know, and I've been advocating at 20 years at the hospital, and I still volunteer on Fridays to help the low-income, so and about affordable housing. So when they say they know about affordable housing, people who are saying they want affordable housing, some of them that were talking to me, and you know what, and I'm getting angry, is because did you ever want for anything? Some of these people will give you a $100 donation and feel better. I didn't have the $100 donation. I gave you my time when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I didn't just give you $100 worth. I got you a priceless. All these people volunteer. If we all got $100, okay, it'll, but people volunteer, that's priceless. We wouldn't have the Boulevard. We wouldn't have your senior center up and running. We wouldn't have all these boards and commissions. You wouldn't have half of the programs you have, your zoning, your planning boards. You know what? We all work together to find what's the best for the city. We need to plan. And a lot of the stuff that we've done in the past, there was no planning. There really wasn't. And we need to plan for it. And this here, to me, is a win-win, because if they give us the money, if they want it there, people are going to make them do it, and they do it, fine. But can I tell you something? That's not going to help my people. It's not going to help. Because the affordable housing that they do, it doesn't have to go to local residents. Same thing as Cameron's. It's preferable. Local residents. If they gave us the money, and if we partnered with somebody else, or the same people with Cameron's, or even them someplace else, and we partner with them, 75% can be local. To me, that's alleviating the stock. Because can I tell you something? Affordable housing doesn't mean you can't take Section 8 if they choose to. Affordable housing doesn't mean that everyone's going to be treated the same, because it's not. It's based on income. And the income, if you look at the guidelines, it's about the Boston medium and prices of $98,000 of income. Ours is $60,000. Ours is not like Boston. But the affordable housing ranges from that. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to take the lowest income. They have to take just people with affordable housing range. Mm-hmm. So you can't force someone to say, well, I'm going to take low poverty. I'm going to take someone who's only making 30% and charge them $500 versus I'm going to charge 90%, which is allowable, and charge $1,200 for one bedroom. So
okay, so let me get this straight in my own mind. So the idea is that whoever is building under this the current setup or the proposed setup that you're against is the fact that they could build something called, in quotes, affordable housing, which would mean, in my mind, local residents who are on a poverty level or low, you know, then they can go in and rent something at a very low rate. However, the owners or the builders could say, no, no, no. A guy could come in from Boston, and because he is under the Boston median, he could then rent the low housing here in Gloucester and push out a low-income person from Gloucester. Is that how it works?
Yes. For a single person, ours is $61,830, let's say, 90%. Actually, it's higher with the affordable housing, so it ranges. It goes higher. Mm-hmm. It goes from one level to another. It doesn't say you have to earn this income. Mm-hmm. You go from this range. Mm-hmm. From this range, you're considered affordable. From this range of, let's say, in $20,000 to, I believe it's $90,000, you go to a certain range. That's still affordable. Mm-hmm. So, and I get to choose who I want because I'm private owner. So be careful what you wish for. Years ago, when we had Maplewood Park, it was built for Portuguese, Italian, and fishermen. Riverdale was for veterans. Mm-hmm. When we had to repair those buildings, we asked for state and federal money. So, and they tore everything down. If you remember, we did everything beautiful. They took everyone out. All those families that were out didn't get to go back in. Italians and Portuguese weren't considered minority, and there's no existence for fisherman housing. So we had to put all new people in, which expanded our gross base in Gloucester. I'd love to have 10,000 more people come to Gloucester. It'd be great if we had the infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure. I don't even have the school infrastructure. So what's happening is there are... It's terrible. I mean, if you go to the Heights, or people call it Cape Ann, or the old top of the harbor, if you and I remember that. Those rents are in the affordable housing range. They are. Mm-hmm. And people, when I asked you, they said, well, no, that's unaffordable. And that's what scares me, because the rent there, just because it's not deeded, and that's why we can't count it as a stock, is because it's not deeded. But their rent is below this limit here. Mm-hmm. It's below. And yet people still can't afford it. So be careful what you wish for when you say affordable. I'd rather work on a project, and I have a great affordable housing trust, a group of people dedicated. I'd rather have money, find a piece of property, or work with someone, build with them, and then say 75% has to be Gloucester residents. Because this way, just like Cameron's project, we should have partnered with them. And it could have been something that we could have done together and say 75% has to be your veterans or has to be Gloucester residents. But you can't. It's preferable. Be careful of those words, people. Be careful what you wish for. And that's what scares me, is because let me tell you another story. Section 8. Section 8 is not considered under the affordable housing because it's a voucher you can take wherever you go, so it's not a deeded piece of property. So that's Section 8 voucher. Now, when the housing stock increased in rent, it's because Section 8 increased. And how does that? It's because a three-bedroom, if you offer heat, is $2,300 a month. $2,300. Now, the tenant only pays 30%, and the housing trust pays the rest. The Gloucester Housing or the state will pay the rest. So I had people had waiting for the Section 8, and if you get your voucher, you have 30 days to find someplace, so you're going anywhere. So I have, and then when your contract comes up, I had some families that had great apartments, and I says, well, are you going to do Section 8? Oh, no, I don't want those people. I hate when they say those people.
Yeah.
It really pisses me off, and I'm going to say it. And I'm hearing it lately a lot, those people. So they said... next thing you know, I heard that they're renting to someone. I says, well, who'd you rent to? They said, oh, my God, Section 8 was easy. It's my girlfriend's daughter. I know her. So I went and applied, and I got it. And she's coming from Lynn. I said, but the family here, you just brought, and don't get me wrong, but that's another three more children that these three children here needed a house. That they have no place they're going to lose. Now, they have to go to Somerville, Lynn, Chelsea, because they'll lose their voucher. Once you get a voucher on that list, it's like gold. You will not lose that. You'll move anywhere to get that voucher. And then you can have a year to go look and change. But you just gave up a gorgeous apartment, three-bedroom, for someone here that I asked you to, and you said, well, no, you didn't want to deal with those people. Well, that's my girlfriend's daughter. I know who she is. And I said, but you have a choice. A lot of people didn't even know. But then that's what they're doing. $2,300 for a three-bedroom, $1,800 for a two-bedroom. Section 8's paying that. So I'm sorry, but if you were a landlord and you're struggling, and you can do that, wouldn't you?
Okay, so my head is spinning here, by the way, Madam Mayor.
Yeah, and every day mine is too.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what is the alternative then with this new proposal up at the Fuller property in terms of housing?
Well, you know what? If they want to give me the money, like I said, show me the money, then let them give us the money. We were approached, I'd say probably it was about maybe 8 years ago, if not more, from the same people that were going to do the Cameron's Place. They purchased Maplewood School for, I believe, $250,000 back then, or $350,000. And then asked for a partnership with the city for $100,000. And we said no. That would have been done and over with. Mm-hmm. Okay? So sometimes it's someone says, well, it's the same old, but it's maybe the same situation, and it hasn't changed, but it's now a different administration. So I'm willing to work with people. I'm willing to partnership to make sure Gloucester has first preference, mm-hmm. not preferable, first preference.
Okay, and so when you say give me the money, let them give me the money, what does that mean? That they pay for a certain amount and they can put whatever they want, but the city gets a certain amount of money?
Well, this is how we set it up. So some people, and there's quite a few, you look at Browns Mall, you look at a lot of places that instead of building the affordable unit on site, they would give the money to the city, which puts it in the affordable trust, and then we can do what we want with the money. We've given it to, back to people to start on, like Cameron's, we've given them $10,000 for a start, and then we'll continue. We need to find a location, and like I said, I would have loved to have the YMCA here be affordable housing, right downtown, you know. People want affordable housing where they can actually, you know, walk to your bus stations, train stations, local, you know, stores, grocery stores. I just want better. I just want to make sure that Gloucester residents come first. And unless you partner with someone, we're going to still have the same stock, the same people who don't have houses, and the same people who can't afford it, because there's not going to be housing. There's just going to be units there that people can rent, and they can say, well, we tried Gloucester, people like the Heights, and saying they can't afford it.
Okay, so when is this first meeting getting together now?
Well, this meeting is tonight. I don't know if they're going to talk about the affordable housing. Mm-hmm. I know some people are and some people are not. I'm getting confused myself because when I was a counselor at Overlay District, you do the basic of the overlay if you're going to approve the overlay. Mm-hmm. Then the rest of the stuff goes when you go to P&D and the other public hearings of what you're going to put and not put. So I don't know how this council is going to handle it. I know that when back in the day I was counselor, like when we did the Bird's Eye, you do an overlay first and then you figure out what you're going to put in. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I'm going to go and I'm going to be just like everyone else. Que sera, sera, because I have no. Yeah.
All right. So we'll see you on the boulevard in a week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have a nice pretty bonnet. It's going to be a bonnet parade. I'm going to have the biggest and the best bonnet ever.
And that I think coincides with the Kentucky Derby with the hats.
That's right. Do you see my little pink one over there? Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm going to see if I can do it bigger and better.
All right. That is Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken.